This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A grand jury has indicted a Colorado state senator for providing false information about where he lives. Senator Pete Lee is facing a Class 5 felony. Lee is a Democrat and the chair of the Judicial Committee. He is not running for re-election because of term limits. This is a developing story. We'll have more information as it comes in. Voters will decide whether to legalize psychoactive mushrooms statewide in this fall's election, but leaders of other efforts to decriminalize most plant-based psychedelics are fighting against the ballot initiative. Organizer Nicole Forrester says they support local decriminalization efforts, but not statewide legalization.
I believe in the power behind these medicines, and I also believe in being very careful about how we go about legalizing them.
Forrester and other organizers have criticized current statewide legalization efforts for taking too much out-of-state money and not focusing on the local community. Location data on wolves and other sensitive species will be protected under a new law that takes effect today. The new law says that state agencies can block public access to records about the locations of threatened animals and plants, even if someone's filed a record request to get that information. Denver officials removed a plaque yesterday that advocates say misrepresented a historic race riot from the city's past. The 1880 anti-Chinese riot saw a white mob kill one Chinese resident and damage multiple Chinese-owned properties in Denver's Lodo neighborhood, then known as Chinatown. The city apologized earlier this year for its role in the violence. Now the plaque has been removed with the hope of providing a more accurate historical account of the violence. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.